Henry J. Friendly's article, "Is Innocence Irrelevant?", has had a profound impact on the legal landscape, particularly in the areas of criminal law and procedure. While the article was written in 1970, its principles and arguments continue to be relevant and influential today. Here are some of the key effects of Friendly's article. Increased focus on procedural errors. Friendly's article helped to shift the focus of collateral attacks from the factual guilt or innocence of the defendant to the procedural errors that may have occurred during the trial or sentencing. This has led to a greater emphasis on ensuring that criminal proceedings are conducted fairly and in accordance with due process. Recognition of the importance of innocence. While Friendly did not advocate for a complete overhaul of the criminal justice system, he did argue that there are instances where the question of innocence should be relevant. This has helped to raise awareness of the potential for wrongful convictions and has encouraged courts to be more receptive to claims of innocence. Development of new legal standards. Friendly's article has contributed to the development of new legal standards for assessing the adequacy of legal representation, the sufficiency of evidence, and the fairness of criminal proceedings. These standards have been adopted by courts across the country and have helped to protect the rights of defendants. Influencing public opinion. Friendly's article has also helped to shape public opinion about the criminal justice system. By highlighting the potential for wrongful convictions and the importance of procedural safeguards, Friendly has helped to raise awareness of these issues and to encourage reforms. In conclusion, Henry J. Friendly's "Is Innocence Irrelevant?" remains a landmark article that has had a significant impact on the legal landscape. Its principles and arguments continue to be relevant and influential, and they have helped to shape the way that courts and the public think about the criminal justice system. More examples of collateral attacks. In addition to the examples mentioned earlier, here are some more specific instances of collateral attacks. 1. Habeas corpus petitions. Federal habeas corpus. This is a writ filed in federal court to challenge a state court conviction. It is often used when the petitioner claims that their constitutional rights were violated during state court proceedings. State habeas corpus. Some states also allow for habeas corpus petitions to be filed in state court. 2. Writ of quorum nobis. This is a common law writ that is used to correct errors in a criminal judgment. It is often used to address matters such as newly discovered evidence or clerical errors. 3. Post-conviction relief. Many states have specific statutes that provide procedures for individuals to challenge their convictions or sentences after trial. These procedures can vary widely from state to state. 4. Section 2255 motions. This is a federal statute that allows individuals convicted in federal court to challenge their sentences or convictions on various grounds, such as ineffective assistance of counsel or newly discovered evidence. 5. Civil rights actions. In some cases, individuals can file civil rights actions against government officials or agencies to challenge their convictions or treatment in prison. These actions are typically based on claims of constitutional violations. 6. Prosecutions for perjury or obstruction of justice. If a prosecutor or other government official is accused of misconduct in a criminal case, they may face criminal charges for perjury or obstruction of justice. This can be a form of collateral attack on the original conviction. It's important to note that the specific grounds for collateral attacks and the procedures involved can vary widely depending on the jurisdiction and the nature of the case. If you are considering challenging a conviction, it is highly recommended to consult with an attorney who specializes in criminal law.